Okay, so I have been loving doing these tiny twists for everybody. Here's the thing. I completely and totally love doing interviews with people, but I'm not just going to pull anyone on my podcast just to interview them. They have to inspire me. They have to move me. I have to have had some type of insight, some light bulb that's gone off in order for me to feel really inspired to share with you. So in the in-between, I'm going to continue to do these tiny twists because I think they're valuable. I've had people tell me, thank you so much just for giving these little tiny twists. They're perfect. They're short. They're sweet. So let's get into it. First of all, I want to reintroduce myself in case anybody is like, who are you? Where did you come from? My name is Evelyn Marley, and I'm a personal development coach, and I'm here to help you live a life that aligns with what you need using emotional and relational intelligence tools. All right. So here's the experience, and I'm going to set the scene for you. You're feeling frustrated because something happened at work or with a friend or a partner, and you're working on ways to have tough conversations. And so you decide to go to the person who you had a negative experience with, but you're met with, I'm sorry you feel that way. So what next? First, I want you to take a deep breath. These are some steps that you can take so that way you can identify what's coming up for you, because it feels so invalidating, because it feels like you are not being acknowledged. You want to reflect on what's happening. So the first thing you're going to do is reflect on your feelings. Second, I want you to consider the relationship. Can you assess the relationship dynamics? Is this a pattern for the responses? Is this a thing out of character for the person that you're speaking with? Identify whether or not this is a regular occurrence. You also have to identify whether or not this is really important for you to address at all. So decide if asserting your feelings and really telling the person how you feel about what they said will potentially impact the relationship. This is extremely important because if you're not thinking about these things ahead of time and preparing for it, you could run into some outcomes that you weren't expecting, but we can get into that a little bit later. I want you to really take time to find the right place and the right time. Take time to make time. Timing is everything. When you are looking for time, I want you to take into account the other person and any other stressful events that could be happening. So avoid times when you and the other person are in a rush or there's other people around. So it's really important to have this conversation, just the two of you. If you're already feeling super stressed, I don't recommend going into this conversation because it's just going to create more stress. You should be coming into the conversation, at least trying to come into the conversation to explain what happened in a way that feels really mindful for you and you're not dysregulated. It's really important to find the regulation tools for yourself so you can go in with a clear head and an open heart, because you're going to want to come in with compassion. They could be experiencing something as well. And so taking that into account is extremely helpful. So the next thing also, when it comes to finding the right time, the right place, where are you going to meet? Can it be a neutral place? If it's through a phone call, then you might want to text them beforehand and say, hey, is this a good time? Or if you just want to call them straight up and say, hey, is this a good time? Can we go over something? Something's been on my mind. And if it's not a good time, I totally understand. Taking the time to find that close to ideal environment. And sometimes this is going to happen in the moment, but I don't recommend addressing this thing exactly in the moment unless you're feeling regulated. So that way you can be open to what the other person is saying. That's going to be a key difference in moving forward and explaining and also receiving what the other person meant by that. Brings me into compassion, which is really all about showing up and being open to their perspective, being prepared to listen to their side of the story. And this may not have been intended the way that they said it as dismissive, but at the moment, they couldn't really describe how they felt. And so I have some scripts. We will be going over those in a minute, but I just want to continue on with the next step, which is to really prepare for various outcomes. There could be a positive response, there could be a defensive response, and there could be no resolution at all. So really prepare yourself that they may apologize and acknowledge your feelings, or they might become defensive. And if this happens, you have to still remain calm and try to reiterate your feelings without escalating the conflict. No solution or no resolution. In some cases, you could not reach an understanding. And that's kind of something you will have to accept, whether you'll agree to disagree, try and seek mediation, or take some time to cool off, whatever that is. That's just an outcome that you should be preparing yourself for just in case. So you don't go into the conversation like, well, I said what I had to say, and they just did not like it. And I was not expecting that. Yeah, well, those things are going to happen, and we have to prepare for the various outcomes that do happen. Okay, the final one I want to get into before I give you some scripts is practicing self-care, managing your expectations, and reminding yourself that you cannot control the reaction, only how you express yourself and respond. That is above all. And then also having a support system. It's really important to have a support system to discuss your feelings with someone you trust, family member, a friend, whoever that could be, before and after the conversation, so they could provide some emotional support and any clarity that maybe you can't see in the moment because you are feeling so frustrated and invalidated. All right, now we're getting to the good stuff, the scripts. These are just several examples of things that might be going through your head on why you want to have this conversation. So maybe you want to seek clarification and express your feelings. Here's something you can say. Can you help me understand what you mean by that? It's important to me that you understand why I feel this way. All right, another one. Maybe you want to actually assert your perspective. I appreciate that, but it's not just about how I feel. It's about what happened. Can we talk about the actions that led here? Maybe you want to express the need for accountability. I was hoping for an apology that acknowledges the impact of your actions. It's not just about my feelings, but about what was said and done. The next one is really about directly addressing the issue. I understand, but let's focus on the issue at hand rather than my reaction to it. How can we move forward from this? It means a lot for me to repair this relationship. Or you can say, how can we move forward for this? It means a lot to me to repair what's feeling broken right now outside of our relationship. Put yourself outside of what's happening, the problem. It's not about the other person. It's not about you. It's really about this issue that happened, this experience that came up. Keeping that in mind will help detach yourselves from feeling shame about what was said or guilty about what you did to have it said. All right, let's talk about setting boundaries. Maybe you need to set a boundary about what happened. I need to feel heard and understood in this situation. It's important that we both take responsibility for our parts in this and maybe show up in responsibility for what happened. Maybe you can ask them, can you tell me what happened and how you heard that? So that way you can identify the misunderstanding and own your own part in it. Accountability is huge. Another one could be offering a path forward. I believe we can resolve this misunderstanding with open and honest communication, and I want to offer a safe place for that. Can we discuss what happened, what led to the situation, and how we can avoid it in the future? Offering that safe space might give them an opportunity to put their shield down so that way they can talk or listen to you without feeling defensive automatically. Final one is if you feel like this conversation is going around in circles, you can decide to move on mutually. You have to, in the moment, identify whether or not this conversation is going to be productive or if it's a recurring pattern. Pick up on what's being thrown down. If they are feeling aggravated, agitated, it might not be the best time to receive information. And you also have to identify if this is a recurring pattern between the two of you. So you might say something like, okay, I see, let's move on for now. Sometimes there needs to be more time to regulate yourselves and identify really what happened in that moment. And that's okay. It's okay to move on for now. The best thing I recommend is to identify a time when you can come back and talk about it again if it still feels really unresolved. If this is a pattern that you have with someone, a recurring pattern that you have with someone, and you notice that your relationship falls into these patterns more often than not, I do recommend either finding a mediator or somebody else that you can help you identify how you can get past this. The best response depends on the situation, your relationship with the other person. Focus on open communication, expressing your feelings without accusation in order to seek that mutual understanding, resolution, and repair. If you found this helpful, send it to a friend, a coworker, someone that's been complaining about this and needs a little bit of help. Also, make sure you please review with 5 stars. It helps so much with these 5-star reviews. So going over there to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to it and just clicking the button is just an absolute dream for me. So thank you so much for listening. For more information on how to work with me, you can go to evelynmarleycoaching.com. You can find me on Instagram. My DMs are open. I would love to hear what you have to say. If you need any help with anything, I'm here. We can have a conversation on how to move you forward. Please reach out. All right. Bye.